Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Dressler. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rob Dressler. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomason moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Thomason moves to third. Ken Wrights batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sadek hits a line drive towards third. Parrish catches it and throws to second to double up Evans. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dressler is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Dressler moves to second. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter fires to second and picks off Dressler for the out. One out. Marty Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dressler, and towards Spear, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wrights strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dressler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dressler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 1 in the game. Carruthers hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Sadek and he is out, Spear applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Evans moves to third. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Reitz reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Expos, 2. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Mike Sadek. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reitz moves to third. 2 outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Rob Dressler. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Expos. Jerry White pinch runs for Earl Williams. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromarty. Matthews moves to third. Gary Thomason batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to home to get Matthews. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-2 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reitz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Ken Reitz. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Mike Caldwell. Steve Rogers now pitching. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.